Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. If you would love to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about extreme fuel treatment, saving the environment one fill-up at a time. Our guest today is the owner and founder of Danabase, an organization dedicated to educating people about healthier, eco-friendly choices. She holds a master's degree in public health from Emory University and is also an eco-feature writer. Her goal is to share this knowledge and experience with local municipalities, businesses, and nonprofits so they can not only save costs to provide additional much-needed services, but most importantly, to reduce their carbon footprint. We are excited to have on the phone today a woman who is on a crusade to help people become a part of the solution and not a part of the pollution. Ms. Dana Lee, welcome back to Spark Plug Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. I love that tagline, saving the environment one tank at a time. I love it. Thank you, Spark Plug.
So how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great. Are you ready to talk about extreme fuel treatment?
Yes, I'm always ready.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay? Tell our listeners, what is extreme fuel treatment?
It is a comprehensive fuel treatment used to reduce emissions by a third and also with the added benefit of increasing your fuel mileage between 15 and 30%.
All right. Well, who developed XFT?
This is interesting. The product, Extreme Fuel Treatment, is made of 60 different patents. And one of the patents was developed by two chemists during the space program in the late 50s. And they received a Nobel Prize for this special part of the product. So it's really, it's a fantastic product, and it really sets itself apart from anything else on the market.
All right. Well, Dana, I don't know what's going on with your phone. You're putting out some great information, but we got a little static on the phone. So whatever it is you just did to the phone right before the show started, see if I can get you to back up just a tad bit so we can hear you loud and clear. Is that okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Well, can XFT work in diesel engines?
It can work in any combustible engine, so that's a regular vehicle, diesel, a generator, a boat, motorcycle, anything with a combustible engine.
All right. Well, how is extreme fuel treatment different from other additives?
Well, there are several, you know, hundreds, thousands of additives on the market right now, and most do not work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a Kroger or to Chevron, for example, Chevron has Tecron, and that's something to help clean and lubricate your engine to help it work better. So people are used to putting additives in their vehicle. In this instance, not only does it clean and lubricate and maintain the engine, it also has a burn rate modifier, and that's the patent I was referring to that received the Nobel Peace Prize. And so what it does, it reduces the temperature at which the fuel combusts, so you have a more even burn. So less is escaping out of the tailpipe.
Hmm. Okay. Well, why is XFT considered a green product?
Well, because less is escaping out of the tailpipe, you are producing less emissions. See, what happens is it 400 degrees. When you normally put fuel into your car, you lose about a third, like I said, out of the tailpipe because it's basically operating inefficiently. It's called inefficient combustion. So XFT addresses this issue by reducing the temperature by 400 degrees, more even burn, more fuel is used more efficiently, again, then less escapes out the tailpipe. And that's really a big issue in this Atlanta metropolitan area, well, actually everywhere, but especially here in Atlanta, where we're suffering from the harmful pollutants in the air. So this is a great green product in that every person can do their part and reduce emissions by a third, and like you said, every tank.
Wow. Well, now, if this is a green product, it's different from the other additives. You can use it in diesel engines. Why isn't everyone using it?
Well, I'm trying, Spark Plug. With your help, I can get more people to use it. It hasn't been distributed in, like, an AutoZone, for example, or any other marketplace. We've been using word of mouth advertising, and this product is more popular on the West Coast and in the international markets, especially Ghana and even in the Caribbean like Jamaica. So I'm trying, Sparkplug, and with your help, I'm sure I can get everyone to use it. But, you know, there are some skeptics. People are a little skeptical about using something in their vehicle.
Do you think it might void a new car warranty?
Well, that's one of the reasons why people hesitate to use it. But in 1975, there was a U.S. federal law passed, and it's called the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. And it's a statute that governs warranties. And vehicle manufacturers are not allowed to void a vehicle warranty just because there were an aftermarket additive added to the vehicle. And because this is a patented product, it's U.S. patented, it states in the patent that it works. So I just think people just need to be educated. I just need to work more with you, and I get more people to hear about it.
Well, all right. Well, Dana, tell our listeners how you got involved with extreme fuel treatment. When did you first hear about it? When did you first become passionate about it? And when did you decide to sell the product on your website?
Well, about 3 years ago. Actually, it's funny. It's three years ago this week. I heard about it from a friend, and he knew that I was always eco-conscious. I have two sons that are asthmatics, and I've always been concerned about our air quality. And he told me about this product and just was a natural fit in what I was looking for, and it gives me the flexibility to work from home and also to involve my family with it. I've always wanted to share my knowledge about eco-friendly products and services, and this was just, like I said, a natural fit. And so just 3 years ago, I started using the product, seeing great results in my own personal vehicles. I've been able to share it with local companies and nonprofits and even municipalities. So I'm really, really excited about the opportunity to share it on a greater platform.
Why don't we see XFT on the store counters?
Well, because the company opted for word-of-mouth advertising, it's hard to have an XFT because it's a super concentrated product, meaning you only use a quarter ounce for 20 gallons. And on average, most people's vehicles is around 20 gallons. So you're using one quarter ounce per treatment, per tank full. And that's compared to other products where you're using gallons of it and more well-known products. So if you put that on a shelf next to a more heavily marketed product, people aren't going to understand how the tremendous benefits of XFT. So we have to rely on personal testimony. So when I share that I no longer have to use premium fuel in my BMW, or I'm getting an additional 100 miles per tank, or where I was able to drive to Jacksonville and back without filling up again, then those are compelling stories, and that's not the kind of information that you can get from seeing something on the shelf.
Who is using XFT now? Any well-known national or local companies at all?
Well, from NASCAR to 80 municipalities, the largest mining company in the world, PT Pama. I've got local pest control, local home inspectors, entrepreneurs, my neighbor, myself. In any industry across the board, people who are recognizing the value of using a product to reduce their fuel costs. And more importantly for me, the value of reducing their emissions at every fill-up, it's across the board, people that are using it. So it's really incredible. School systems, in addition to getting the additional mileage, they've saved so much money on just not having to wash their car as often, the bus as often, because you might notice when you're driving around town, excuse me, you'll see a bus and you'll see a lot of black soot in the back, that's from the emissions. So now it's cleaning, it's burning cleaner, so they don't have to wash the buses as frequently. So they're saving in that way as well.
Tell us, how and how often should you use XFT, and is it a liquid?
You should use it at every fill-up. So it's a quarter ounce, and it is a liquid, and it comes in a foil pack that you can, it's a one-use option. It also comes in a bottle, so it ranges from 2 ounces all the way up to a 55-gallon drum. And that's originally how this product was distributed, only on the industrial international market in 55-gallon drums. So the owners of the company had to develop a way to get it to market on the consumer level, so they had to develop a special packaging so you could use it in smaller quantities. So, yes, it comes in a foil pack or a bottle, and it's more cost-effective for it to come for you to receive it in a bottle because you get more uses out of it.
Tell us once again, what can people expect to happen when they use XFT?
Well, we found that there are three main responses to your vehicle, because as you can imagine, people have different vehicles, you have different driving patterns, and most people see immediate results, and that means that their fuel mileage increases steadily upon each use, and on average, we say by the third usage, you will really see the difference. So some people, it's interesting, because of the carbon in their fuel line, their fuel mileage might go down before it goes back up. So then the third way they might see it is that the fuel mileage will go up. You'll see improved miles per gallon. Then it'll go down, and then it'll go back up. But in all cases, after the third or fourth tank, everyone's fuel mileage will increase, and like I said, on average of 15%. And for a small company or business, that could make or break whether they keep their doors open.
Especially in today's economy. Let's talk about
More
money. How much does XFT cost?
It can be free, because if you think about it this way, it's $4 per treatment, and that includes shipping, handling, and tax. But on receiving a 15% increase in fuel economy, that means you get $12 back. So let's assume that the gas the fuel costs $4 per gallon, and you have a 20-gallon tank. Getting 15% fuel economy means you're saving $12. So you pay $4 to purchase the product, and you put it in your tank, and you get $12 back. Now, if it's the case that you're driving a premium vehicle using premium or mid-grade, you're saving even more because you're only using 87. You're not using the 93. And in the Atlanta area, the difference between unleaded fuel and premium is about 30 cents per gallon.
Wow. Well, how can our listeners get XFT?
Well, I'd love for them to visit my website, danabase.info, and on there they'll be able to see videos and see some more technical information about the product. Like I said, there's over 60 patents in there. They'll see testimonials from individuals and companies. They'll also get all the information they need about how much it costs, ordering it, and how to use it effectively.
Well, I noticed I was on your website last night that you have a new look website. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I'm also always constantly changing and wanting to give a fresh look, and I'm also working on a new logo and just a new program promoting this product, not just as saving money, but like I said, something that's very hits close to home, saving the environment. And I really believe that, as you stated earlier, that we need to be part of the solution, and we all have a personal responsibility. So I'm hoping that my website and all my materials will reflect that.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, through my website and also Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Dana Base, and I'm out and about often in the Atlanta area. And through my website would be the best way, Dana Base, DanaBase.info.
Well, tell our listeners before we wrap up, what's next with Dana Base? What do you have upcoming?
Well, school is starting in about 3 weeks, and I look forward to continuing my efforts to share this with more people, particularly students, because when they hear it, they can share this information with their parents, and they can help them remember to put it in their car every time. And it's the students in this generation that will help us continue to save the environment. I can just imagine my children were born in this age of recycling, and they never knew a day without recycling. And they encouraged me and others to do that because we didn't grow up doing that. So soon, this next generation will have more insight about reducing emissions. And using XFT is just one way. So I'm continuing to encourage people to combine their trips, walk more, bike more as a family, carpool, and then, of course, using XFT to reduce their emissions.
Talking about walking more, tell us a little bit about this walking sustainable community that you live in.
I live in Glenwood Park, and it was founded as this community, so a sustainable community in that the building materials are using sustainable products. And also we have the services all in our neighborhood where it encourages people to walk and to bike. And it has really grown into a great community for all ages and people with children and without, the elderly and such. My father lives with us, and he's 85, and he's legally blind. So he's able to get around the neighborhood and go to the local restaurant and the coffee shop and get to know the neighbors. And so it's been a great opportunity for us and our family.
Now, you're also an eco-writer for, websites and magazines. Who are some of the people you're writing for these days?
Bay Hit Magazine gave me my start, which was great, and I have a feature column on how to different ways that people can integrate the green lifestyle into their families and their community. So I have the opportunity to tell them, share with their readers about how to be green during the summer or going back to school. So it's been a great opportunity. And also through the Jay-Z magazine, sharing some of the same tips. So it's been a great opportunity.
Now tell us a little bit about your public speaking. What are some of the topics you speak on as far as reducing your carbon footprint? What do people need to do to book you to speak for their group or organization? Tell us a little bit about that.
I've concentrated a lot of my efforts to speak in school settings, and I keep very busy during Earth Month, which is April, and just going to school and sharing about some topics are about how to save water, conserving water. What are the top 10 ways that children can help save the earth? I've also done career fairs because another aspect of this green movement are creating green jobs and green opportunities and having a platform for children to have an option when they're looking for career paths, and that this green movement is an excellent way for them to develop a career. And they can create this in any industry. So that's one of the new themes that I'll be focusing on this year.
Where are some of the most, what is Atlanta doing great when it comes to becoming more green? Where can people go to find better organic vegetables or fruits right here in the metro Atlanta area? Can you help our listeners with that at all, Dana?
Well, there is, I think a lot of the local communities have been doing great doing that. They have local farmers markets, and I think the emphasis not just on a product being organic, but that it's being locally grown is a great investment in our communities, each of our communities. So there are, like I said, a lot of locally supported community markets. And looking to your individual neighborhood papers will be a great way to connect on that level. Because just because something's organic doesn't mean that it's something that's locally grown. We really want to look for products that are natural and, again, locally grown.
So where does Atlanta stand in the green movement nationally?
Well, the mayor has projected that by 2020, he wants Atlanta to be the top 10 sustainable city, and they're making great strides, but there's a lot of work to do, and his administration can't do it alone. It has to be a personal commitment that one has to make to ensure that Atlanta could be more sustainable.
Well, tell our listeners some of the other things they can do to reduce their carbon footprint while we have you on the line.
Okay. Well, starting off, like I mentioned, recycling is key. And I've noticed that I have so much more recyclables than I have garbage. And it's just been a transition and a way to think, you know, it takes an extra step. And we just need to take that step, whether it's rinsing out a bottle or a carton or a container and separating our trash from recycling. Composting is the next level, creating your own personal garden. With respect to reducing the carbon emissions, thinking more strategically about driving and where you're driving, so combining your trips, and also communicating with your friends so you can carpool more, because oftentimes we're going to an event or an activity where a lot of our friends will be going as well, so we shouldn't be taking multiple vehicles. We should be driving together. Simple things as carpooling to school and involving your children and coordinating that effort would go a long way. Investing in bicycles as a family so you can do shorter trips together. That addresses two issues, encouraging more interaction as a family and also reducing your carbon footprint.
All right. Well, are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners about XFT or reducing your carbon footprint right here in Metro Atlanta or around the world?
Well, we've said it before. You got to be a part of the solution, not the pollution. And let's take this personal responsibility, and we could make it happen.
And tell us one more time how our listeners can connect with you.
I encourage you to visit my website at danabase.info. D-A-N-A-B as in boy, A-S-E.info.
All right. Ms. Dana Lee, founder and owner of Danabase. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta, like Ms. Dana Lee of Danabase. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin-Thomas, for doing another terrific job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.